This is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, Stravinsky, a little Ravel, and yes, the requisite oboe music time. Let's begin with the sounds of the London Brass. They were created back in 1986 from members of the world-famous Philip Jones Brass Ensemble. Today, they comprise a pool of the best UK players, from backgrounds featuring every genre of music, contemporary, classical, jazz, pop, and film. They were described by the New York Times as the classiest brass act going, and they are the UK's most famous and long-established brass ensembles. And now a pairing with the music of Giovanni Gabrielli, an Italian composer and organist. He was one of the most influential musicians of his time, representing a culmination of the style of the Venetian school and a little bit of the shift between the Renaissance and Baroque. He was born in Venice, was one of five, and while not much is known about his early life, he probably studied with his uncle, the other famous composer, Andrea Gabrielli, who was employed at St. Mark's Basilica from 1560s until his death in 1585. He may have been actually brought up by his uncle and later paid him tribute by publishing his uncle's works after his death. He was a prolific composer, as can be heard on this disc, Gabrielli in Venice. Here is the London Brass.
Thank you.
the London Brass and selections of the music of Giovanni Gabrieli. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on to the music of Joseph Maurice Ravel, a French composer, pianist, and conductor, and often associated with Impressionism. He wrote a lot of amazing chamber music, and much of it was featured in the movie Un Cœur en Hiver. It was done back in 1992, was a French romantic drama, and was chosen to compete in the 49th Venice International Film Festival, and picked up, just 4 awards. Ravel was actually born across the bay in Basque, in the town of Cibourg. His mother was Basque, and he also always felt a deep identification with his heritage. His piano trio for piano, obviously, violin and cello, was composed back in 1914. He had actually been planning to write a trio for at least 6 years prior, but he began in earnest in March of 1914. And at the outset, Ravel did remark to one of his pupils that I've written my trio. Now all I need are the themes. Well, you can decide if you found some of the themes. The results, you decide, a performance by Jean-Jacques Cantoreau, Philippe Muller, and Jacques Rouvier. Jean-Jacques Cantereau with Philippe Mueller and Jacques Rouvier. That was the opening movement from Ravel's trio for piano, violin, and cello. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And moving along to some music by Stravinsky from The Soldier's Tale. This is a work that tells in music, narration, and dance the Russian folktale of a soldier on leave who trades his violin, and yet his soul, for wealth in the form of a book that can foretell the future. Now, the protagonist uses the book and becomes very rich, but also finds himself isolated and miserable. So he sets off to reclaim his violin and his freedom, eventually defeating the devil at a game of cards. But you know what? The devil comes back. The moral? Be careful with your choices. Today, a unique performance comes from an album with the likes of Sting, Vanessa Redgrave, and Sir Ian McKellar. A unique cast. This is a selection from The Soldier's March.
We're home at last.
Good morning, Mrs. Gray.
She's in her garden.
Hello there. How's the world with you? She doesn't hear me.
Never mind. There's Arthur.
Hey, Arthur.
He's mowing the 5-acre meadow. A good old friend and true. Hey, what's the matter? He doesn't reply.
Arthur, hi. Don't you know me? Why, it's Joseph. Joseph the soldier. Joe. You remember him? You know?
The mower mows on, and on we go. And there's the school, with the tower and the bell. Joseph, old Joe, you'll remember him well. Here's the mill, the inn. Now villagers everywhere, men, women, and children, stand and stare.
What's the matter? What's up with a lot of you? What's got into you all? Are you afraid of me or what? You know me, all of you there. Joseph!
No one speaks. And then a door slams, and another slams, and more, and the rusty hinges shriek as every door slams shut.
That's funny. But Mother will know. I'd better go.
She sees him coming. She screams and runs away. But then he thinks,
there's my fiancée.
Married. With 2 children.
Hey? The dirty cheat. The dirty, rotten cheat. I know who you are. I know what's happened. I know you. I've taken my time about it, too. It wasn't 3 days. 3 years have passed. They all take me for a ghost. I'm dead among the living. Oh, the cheat! The dirty, rotten... And like a fool, I went and listened to him. Yes, I know I was tired and hungry, but that's no reason to go listening to the likes of him. Do you take any notice of what people you don't know tell you? No, you say, I don't know you. But what do? I listen to him. I should have had my suspicions, but no, I listened to him like a fool. I had to go and listen to him. And I gave him my fiddle of all the luck. And now what am I going to do? What am I going to do now? Am I going to do now?
Thank you. cheat, it's you!
The devil is standing in the village marketplace disguised as a cattle merchant.
Now, what are you gonna do?
Why, you dirty, rotten cheat!
Please be a little more discreet to try to behave, do you hear me? You! Good. Now, what are you gonna do? Have you forgotten all I said? Had the book I gave you bound in red?
Oh, it's somewhere in my kit.
Then you've got all you need if you've still got it. And aren't you a soldier? Be one then. Show the ladies and gentlemen. En garde! Attention! That's it. Put up that sword! Break ranks, stow your kit. There we are. Platoon, fall in! At the run, at ease. Stand easy, attention. Platoon, off caps. Here, take this one of mine. That's not bad, suits you fine. Now then, take off your tunic, unbutton the throat. Don't fall out. We'll find you a coat. Don't fall out. We hardly begun. You're not finished yet. Attention! The book! The book! Now, what have you done? Oh, yeah, you told me. Well, fetch it then. No! Only the book. Now, back here again. Ah! Be careful. Don't let it come to harm. You'll lose it like that. Put it under your arm. Worth millions. Millions, you see? Hold on to it tight and listen to me. This fiddle's mine. Here. That book is yours. There. Each to his own. And so.
Selections from The Soldier's Tale by Stravinsky, and quite the star-studded cast in that one. Vanessa Redgrave took part in that recording, as did Sting and the likes of Sir Ian McKellar. It's a great disc and an excellent show to see. Little bit of drama, little bit of narration, and some great music as well. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time of the program. I'm speaking of oboe music time. Today's some music by Schumann, his three romances for oboe and piano. Now, this was his only composition for oboe and was composed back in December of 1849. It consists of three short pieces, if you're a musician or so, in the ABA form, and it was written during what was speculated to be one of Schumann's manic episodes. The romances are a standard part of the oboe repertoire, and some consider to be one of the best works written for the oboe. Well, this is one of the best performances you can hear. It's Joseph Kiss, joined by Yeno Yando. Enjoy.
Thank you.
may have been the only work that he wrote for the oboe, but absolutely phenomenal. That was Joseph Kiss and Yano Yando performing Schumann's Three Romances. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I think we've time for a few more artists. This is music by another artist who persevered. I'm talking about the German composer Engelbert Humperdinck, not the pop singer, but the classical composer. He actually lived back in the 19th and 20th centuries. He did begin to study piano at an early age, writing his first composition at the age of 7. Now, although his parents disapproved of his choice to be a musician and a composer, he, as I said before, persevered. And today we're going to hear what he is probably most remembered by musically. This comes from Hansel and Gretel. It started out as 4 songs to accompany a puppet show his nieces were giving at home. But then his sister decided, hey, I'm going to join you. And she wrote a libretto loosely based on the fairy tale by the Brothers Grimm. The opera itself premiered back in 1893 and actually began the honor of being the first opera transmitted live from the Metropolitan Opera. Today we're going to hear a performance by the Bamberg Symphony with Karl Anton Rickenbacker conducting.
Thank you.
the Bamberg Symphony with Carl Anton Rickenbacher directing. That was the prelude from Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Marguerite. I think we have time for one more selection. Let's sneak in the Sultans of String. They are an instrumental music group that are based in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And they do a little bit of everything. They combine some of the elements of Spanish flamenco, some Arabic folk, some Cuban rhythms, and I love saying this, French Manouche Diango jazz. I probably said it wrong, but I still like saying it. Now, back in 2007, they released their very first album, which was called Luna, and it won the Musique du Monde Award and the Ontario Independent Music Award for Best Song and Best Instrumental. Now, they have released numerous CDs after that. I do believe they're getting a little thing on the Walk of Fame at some point in time this year, but we're going to do something from the album Move. Now, this appeared on the charts back in January of 2012. The band that year won the Canadian Folk Music Award, as well as the World Music Group of the Year. And they were also nominated for the Instrumental Group of the Year. They kind of took on the awards there, and they keep producing enticing music. But from their disc Move, let's hear a little Emerald Swing.
Thank you.
That closes the program, and in a fabulous way. That was Emerald Swing by the Sultans of String, and that comes from their earlier album, Move. And you have been listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and to the program called Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Thank you so much for joining me. Till next time. And do stay listening now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That is coming up next. Take care.